I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Moments of beauty still touch Lebanon, even while Israel continues its leave-or-die evacuation orders for southern Lebanon. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon describes last Sunday when children carried olive and palm branches down church aisles singing Hosanna.
You know, that word, God save us, has a whole different meaning for us in times of war.
A month into the renewed war, around 14% of Lebanon's territory is now under Israeli evacuation orders. About 1 in 5 of its people have been displaced. Heart for Lebanon serves 7,200 of these displaced families with both aid and care. Pray over their team for the long road ahead.
We need wisdom, we need protection, and we need a prayer of perseverance.
Pray that their Easter services will point many to hope only in Christ. And Iran's internet blackout has continued for 5 weeks, according to global internet monitor NetBlocks. Iranians pay big money and risk arrest to connect to the outside world via Starlink or other forbidden means. And when they do, ministries like Heart for Iran want to be right there with the hope of Jesus. Every second counts. Heart for Iran's Edwin Abnu says,
when they call us, they cannot stay on the telephone for long. Less than 2 minutes and they have to cut the connection.
A man named Armin managed to call Mohabbat TV this month. He told call center staff that he lives in a city near Tehran and was hearing missile strikes.
He was very nervous and he said, I want peace. So that's why I called Mohabbat TV. And after that conversation, he gave his heart to Jesus.
Pray for connections and for great wisdom for Heart for Iran's call center staff. Consider coming alongside the work as a tangible expression of your prayers. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.